Gnikar da msach des bam tsid ab tsali auf beginnen mit auf beginnen das macht beginnen du mach man who is this for me it's for me don't look me sham it's not difficult he holds that you could be kai from both tays the tim it's a wonder cuz the lish miller and meya where do we find the social mail pair come the marcus prinsberg marcus of dalman out where do we find it come even zimmen that he holds that you could be kai from both now the house miller and meya where does a man know that by eden zimmen have the salah he lends of a mercy shimra where the Mitzvah Shemra spreads false rumors about his new wife, the Lake of Mishlam gets lashes and he has to pay. Horror, the question that's asked, Ma, Mitzvah Shemra, wait a second, how are you learning from Mitzvah Shemra, Shekin Knas? That's a penalty. Shani, my answer is something that could be a kiva, he also could be kiva. That what? That he says, Edom Zemin Knasi, Edom Zemin is also Knas. So it has the same principle as the Halacha Mitzvah Shemra. So that's the case. We were talking about monetary claim, not a penalty claim, non delig masham. Who said you get lashes and you have to pay? Shem does say is the hodl rabbana. This is according to rabbana that they hold in like masham, that you can't get lashes and pay. Hainu, what's their source? Mechti rishase, where it says that in the singular, according to his wickedness, which it says by edim zayman, the shimon which we expound from them, as the gemara mentions in Makkos Dav Daled Beis, shem rishah achas at mechavei. So you can only make him liable for one thing that he did wrong, but you cannot hold him liable for two things. Of a mayor, this of a, no, according to a mayor that he holds, the Edom Zemin Kenasuhu, and this is the important thing. As we said, the old Edom Zemin, it's a penalty that he gets what he tried to do to the other person. So if that's the case, as a Kenas, you'll have Mitzvah Shemra, so he said, so he can learn from Mitzvah Shemra, which also Kenas, like in Mishama, that you get less than you pay. But if that's the case, so like a little day, now that means by default, according to the mayor, he can't say what is it that you're getting kedei rishasai? They're right, kedei rishasai, you're only getting one, not two. You can't say on malchus and tashlum because that is learning out from because again, this is written in the context of edim zemit, because he's learning from mitzvah shemra. So el b'misa malchus in the context of kedei rishasai, which learned edim zemit, must be not for mam and malchus, must be for misa and malchus. Now, so where are you going to learn out that you're not going to get lashes and pay? Not from here, because learned from Misa and Malchus. Oh, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Bechol Duch to Isla Meir, that everywhere we say in general, Meir holds the Lelik Mishal, that you get lashes and you pay. Because where you learn out that you wouldn't have, that's what Rishal said, and he doesn't learn it for that. Because written in the context of Edom Zayman. Then it's just we can say, but cut the Ikaluk Meir, but you could still say that according to Meir, you could say Kedei Rishasai, which says over in Edom Zayman, that you only get one, not two. You could say it's B'malkas a moment by lashes and money. How so? Kegoin, the Bahadi, the Mesadi, Eid Sheker. You could say that when he said this false testimony, Kodu Shudai and Shalshum Adam. At the same time that he said the testimony, he tore someone else's jacket. Tanit Tashlumen and Knas, that monetary liability is not a Knas, it's a regular monetary obligation. And therefore, but like the Melech Mitzvah Shemah, that you wouldn't be able to learn from Mitzvah Shemah that you have both, so you only have one. So then you could learn out that the halacha of that you're not like Mishalim when it's regarding Mammonis. So Tzvi Shemek says, no, it's not true. Lesson like Mikra, you cannot teach it. That's what the Pasuk Kedei Rishasi would be teaching you by Edom Zayman, because the V'yat Mechayim Mishum Beiz Rishasi is that cannot make him liable for two bad things. El B'Shashanei Machmas Eid Sheker has to be that it's because of the false testimony that he's doing these two wicked things. And conscious over here, where that's parenthetical, that's secondary, it's a different act, ripping someone else's jacket. Loch Elimatuk Malkas, and everybody cannot explain this to my money and lashes. The B'Shtei Rishoi's Machmas Eid Sheker has to be two wicked things because of the false testimony, the Lake of Misham, that you get lashes and that you pay. Loch Elimatuk Misa Malkas, therefore, again, it can only talk about Misa Malkas, and again, therefore, as Adir Maschel Tesis says, that even for regular mominess, the mayor holds Lake of Misham. Next test, not to begin looking at Machmas, but it's the Dei Shemayim. It's where the guy's coming to fulfill his heavenly obligation. And although we don't have that explicit Girsa, but that's how Rashi also explains that that's what it's referring to. So it says, we're going to say, the min perik ben tzair and moir, but the gemara says, and then the vine based on olive, Rava igan v'le dinari. Rava had money that was stolen by machtarta, and someone dug into his house. So the guy tried giving it back, because he stole it, and Rava didn't want to take it back. Amri said, since this teacher came out of the mouth of Rav, Dhamma that he says above Machtavas. If someone digs into your house, not like he takes vessel, and he leaves, part is exempt. Why? Because the Madam Kananu, since you could kill him, So there's like a misa over here. He acquires it with his blood that he can't get two liabilities. So therefore, the guy was ready to cut it. Says Tezvah, my lekilim, why didn't accept it? V'chayim l'tzdeishemayim, like Agmar is saying over here, that, but you have the, as Rav himself is saying, esnan asr terva v'chubala ima, as Rashi explains, it says this in the Girsa, that, that you have to do the heavenly obligation. So it's not like a freebie that the guy is giving him matana, he actually has to give it back, at least for the Shemayim. Hashem says, no, those thieves didn't want to fulfill the heavenly obligation. They thought that halacha requires them to return it. They didn't take it because it's not true. Halacha does not require but the other for them to return it. Then says, if you can say, Tana Tani Yishalim, where, but the words are, he has to pay. But and you're saying this like an act of piety that we're learning over here? Which we find similar terminology in Chulun of Koflamad Beis. How could you say that Rav is answering it's the bullets de Shemayim, but the words are Yishalim, which actually vigorous is Mishalim, as the Bach adds on. And he says, come with the bullets de Shemayim, the Hachi Yisra Perkaz Reit of Koflamad Beis, Tanitani Yishalim, meaning the question that's asked is, how could you say it's like a bullets de Shemayim? The Hashem, as we can say, is the Yishalim Mash Metfe Loshen Chiyib. You're right. The word Yishalim sounds like that's an obligation, not just about Bolas Deshmaim, in contrast to Mishalim. Mishalim could be, in contrast to Yishalim, could mean actually just to fulfill your heavenly obligation. Or in Ami, another part you could say is Hassan Baruch, the other Gemara who asked this question, used these words of in Chulin, in that context, he's not even obligated in the heavenly obligation, just like a mitzchasidus. So that wouldn't be appropriate to say Yishalim, Mishalim. Avoch over here, the chayv l'tzidei shemayim, where at least you have a heavenly obligation. Chiyuv ma'alyuhu, it could be considered as an obligation, and therefore Shabbat k'tan Mishalim, therefore the word Mishalim would be appropriate. Void be pirisham, mitech ha-sugya, the Rio explains over there from the sugya, where the Tochi Kamer, that what the Gemara was saying was, Tani Tani Yishalim, divi reb loza. But Rabbana pliga land, but Rabbana disagree. The imidus chasidus is coming, but it was only mitzchasidus. Love a pliga land, they wouldn't have disagreed on that. What the Gemara's question was. Next, this must have been with the Gemara. Esnan aser tayra. The Torah says esnan is forbidden. That it has the halacha esnan afilu bal imay, even if a man has relations with his mother, which is this idea that we see that even lots of de shemayim. That there is, it has the halachic idea of obligation. Stasis explains, because how do you know that the halach of Esnan is even when someone had relations with his mother and is giving her this gift? Because they can Esnan by Rayas Ksib. The primary halach of Esnan is said by someone that's an Ervata person, where Zayna Mechayib Krisis Ahi. A Zayna is someone that has a liability of Krisis. And still, we consider as Esnan Zayin as the gift of the Zayin. Ubitmur Nami Perakam also says it's more in the first Perak. Gamina Te'eva may arise. We learn that Te'eva from arise. So, therefore, that's how we know it's even by Baal Imai. From someone explained the Nafkalam and the Tan B'Yivamis. We actually learn from a Baisa that Yivamis, non Testament Beis says, Yochlaf Esnan Kelab Mechir Zayin. You would think that it's also that when exchanging a gift, for the dog or meaning giving a gift for someone having relations with a dog or mechir zayin or an exchange of something for the services of a harlot. Tamlem gam shneim. No, it says also both, which is shneim le dalad. No, only two, which is esnan zayna and mechir kelev, not esnan kelev mechir zayna. Now, but the proof is meditzok olamayit esnan kelev. In the fact, we need a pasuk to exclude. That when you give a gift for the relations with a dog. Now, that and if not, you would have thought that there would be the halacha of Esna. Now, the thing is, Avagav Derev Behema, now, if someone's having relations with a dog, come with Gramine, that you only get the more severe punishment. Shmamina the Esna Nasr Tayr, but obviously you see that the Esna is what Tayr made forbidden, Afila Balima, even in relation with his mother, because we're talking about something. That has this chiyuv of misa. So you see that it would still be considered as esna, which is like the case of Balima. Case of ein nira, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the mixiv basically dalit, they say two and a half four. Shneim ksiv, it says both. And I could tell you the name of Beis Vilay Gimel. I could tell you it's coming to say two and not three. And it's only excluding the kiss of Mechir Zayin, which wouldn't prove anything. It's only the kiss of Esnan Kelav that's proving this idea. Necessarily, but then we're going to say, V'ha'ikalok Mikra, but you could explain the Psukim, or the Pasuk, take out the Yud. But when someone says, Heilech Tlezeh, take this sheep, V'tevali Lebon, Lebintchoi Lavicha, and have relations with your son or your father, Lekim Lebidramene, where there's no Kim Lebidramene. What Tosis means to ask is that the guy, it's not the guy who's asking for the services who's going to pay. It's the guy's paying that someone else should do the Issa. So that's not Kim Lebidramene. So maybe that's when you'll be chayef for both. But maybe if the person himself who is giving the gift is the one that doing the Chiyah Misa, maybe actually you would say Kim Lebidramene and you wouldn't be chayef for both. But someone says, no, the Islam Lok Mikra, that we have to explain the pasuk b'stam esnan, as the regular case of what esnan is. That the one who's having relations is the one who's giving it, and again, therefore that's the raya that you could be chayef for both. This is the term you can say, the esnan in the nesa, but the truth is, the halach of esnan, that the gift is prohibited when a gift is in, it's only if it was in our courtyard at the time of when he had relations. Like the Gemara says in the last paragraph, but if he actually has relation with him, then he gives it to him, but it's permitted. So if that's the case, how do you prove him esnan? Which is what the Gemara is trying to show for the context of our sugya. That you're obligated to fulfill your heavenly obligation, we can't punish you for both. But the mashma ben meruba, but it sounds like the Gemara b'mekamim davayin lebeis, the chatzikon lekinyan gamer, that the courtyard requires a full kinyan, even when it's coming Rabbi. So then it doesn't prove anything regarding the halachas of Esnan. That's halacha, and even when there is coming Rabbi. Although the courtyard is acquiring a full-pitch kinyan, but then it shouldn't have qualified as Esnan. El matana, only as a gift. If it wouldn't be that you have an obligation to fulfill when it's not in the courtyard. From that we consider as an esnan is what proves the point. If you smeared it, it's forbidden. Until you heat up the oven. It's a wonder because why do you have to heat up the oven? Just to wipe the oven is sufficient. The sula cannot be not. Because then it's only like that the meat that give it taste into the oven walls. That's nice and tam. And then what's called barnat, what's not barnat, nois and tam by nois and tam, because now the walls are giving flavor into the bread, which is that's still permitted. There's no isser in that itself. And the mishar then is permitted to have with milk. When you have fish that was in the plate, even though it was a meat plate, you're allowed to eat it with a milk gedip. And there it's explained over there. So why over here do you have to heat it up? Why is it not just enough to clean it up? Even if you'll have bleeds, even have the taste that will come in, that just not be a problem. Next says not to be when the words Gemara Basulu is Sugan. I told them the halacha is prohibited. Like halachas, not like the halacha. The Mishmul Bchulu, Mishmul says etc. Next says Tamei to one to the week is Heichem Mochem Mishmul. How could you prove Mishmul to Leki Sura Midrabanan that yet there's not even a rabbinic prohibition? The Shmuel Le'ari El Medaraisa, but Shmuel was only talking on the biblical level. Do me dim enough, and similar to the second half of the halacha over there, regarding those who have been committing adultery, and that it's only until when you see it the way, you only have to see that it's like the looks like they're having relations. The Ari Lahargam, which they're talking about to execute them. The Hamaisla Pekam the Makkah, that's what the Gemara brings it for in the first Pekamak, the Divine Menaf Gabe, regarding Imha Yinusham, if we'd be over there, Lahardim Nagma, no one would have been killed. That's the case on the biblical level, so what do you prove? How do you know that there's no. I think Allah Chatez does not answer that question. Next is not the words of the Gemara, which belongs in Amid Beis. Min Bimina Nami, so it sounds like even when it's the same species, Achiza in, Achnasaloi, not only hold it, but not actually cause it to enter. Says, it's a wonder because keeping the Larry Kura, since the Pasuk is only talking about Elgi Kalayim, only by prohibited mixtures, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. How do you know that it should be prohibited from when it's the same species? Sometimes we can say the diet, the inference is, the wording of the Tana, he says, lo yachas, not to hold on to, because the lo yachas have a little mixture. He should have said, you can't cause it to enter, because the lo tarbiya, not to make it, it sounds like pushing it in. Because why do you pick the word of holding on to lachnasa? Because to cause it to enter la'itzach, that wasn't even necessary to say. Because the kimla the tana understood that even the same species would be prohibited. Even the shmata would call the bara from the pasuk that you should safeguard yourself from all bad things. The dorsh minei perikam and dabrzod that the gemara darshin the first break of dabrzod that chovim beis. Shleis takel adam person should not gaze loy b'chamor b'le b'chamayra. Now when the donkeys are mating, not when the swine are mating, not when the birds are mating, when they're mating one with the other. Therefore, they explain that what does it mean not to mate? You're just even holding. The main Indian that if it's not teaching regarding the halacha of b'sheinim, it's teaching even regarding mid b'minay, that you wouldn't be able to cause it to enter just to hold it.